Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, 49ers fans? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. The faithful coming in strong. This is a fun time of the year. The combine starts today in a few hours. They're doing like weigh-ins, measurements, all that kind of crazy stuff, which is awesome. And I love this time of year. I really, really do, because I feel like this today is the day it switches. The league year and all that stuff, I know that's important. Today is the start of the 2024 season. The offseason, everything, it's in full swing now, in my personal opinion. So really excited about this. And I wanted to start it off by, you know, one of the most email DMs things is, when are you going to do a mock draft? So today we're going to do a mock draft together. Want to get to some of your questions. And we're going to have a good time. And again, I have to operate under... I have not finished all my draft evaluations. I will not for at least another month. And I'm trying to work round by round, which is a little bit different. I'll probably stop after the second, third round. But like right now, I'm just working on first round targets. That's all I'm kind of working on. We just finished a breakdown of Graham Barton, the Duke offensive tackle slash center, over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you want to go check that out, all 22 breakdown, really, really like that dude. Because look, the 49ers are picking 31st. You've got to have things happen before you to figure out what you're going to do. It's very easy to say, I want to take a tackle in the first round. And we're going to play through this experiment today. Yeah, everybody wants to draft offensive tackle. I get that. The 49ers want to draft an offensive tackle. But not just any offensive tackle. You've got to see what comes your way, because there's 30 picks before you. Hopefully somebody slips. We might even do some trading today. This is not necessarily a trading mock draft, but what we're going to do, and I'm excited about this, I've got my list of trade-up candidates, and if one of those guys falls, we'll trade up. We'll put that out there. If they don't, we'll take what's left, and that's kind of the way the draft goes. Appreciate you guys, Mike. My man, hashtag CC, you guys are the best. Bro Montana, yeah, man after my own heart right here. Will Tavondre Sweat be available at 31? You know he could throw down in the pit. I don't think he will be. He measured in just recently at 366, just like 20 minutes ago. He's huge. And I know the Niners have never drafted one of those guys, but as somebody who's seen every single snap this dude's played at the University of Texas, he fits every damn system. Now, 3-4 teams will be higher on him than 4-2 teams or 4-3 teams. Eventually, that term is going to be a 4-2-5. That's the base in today's NFL. But I would have no issue whatsoever if the Niners took Tavondre Sweat at 31. And I know we got Hargrave. I know we got Armstead. I get that. There's bigger needs. I understand all that. But the Niners don't draft best player available. If they did, Tavondre Sweat would be in the conversation. For me, he's not. He would be a trade-up in round two candidate, but even then, I don't think they would. But, man, I freaking love him. He is incredible. I love that dude. Right here, David says, John, have you looked at cornerback Jarvis Brownlee Jr. or Renardo Green yet? I've done research on them. Have not broke down their film. Again, I'm being fully transparent. I can sit up here and act like, you know, I've watched them and broken them down. Haven't got to them yet. Why? Because I don't think corner's a possibility in the first round. I don't think it is. Not saying I agree with that, but I'm just telling you, Niners have never taken a corner before the third. I don't think they're going to take one in the first, especially when they have a need at offensive tackle, center, and defensive end. I think all three of those positions, they hold a lot more value to the 49ers than the cornerback position. Steven, what's up, man? He says, since the draft is deep at O-line, do you think we could grab Edge at number 31? Well, here's the problem. Edge is not very top-heavy. So there's going to be some edge players available at 31. Darius Robinson, I think, is probably the best fit. Chop Robinson, Isaac out of Penn State. There are guys that will be available. Tackle, man, we'll see. But I trade up for three edges, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, and Latu. Those three I would trade up for. The rest, we got to wait and see. Now, the offensive tackle, and this is where the strength of the class is, I would trade up for seven offensive tackles. Joe Alt, and I'm going to mess up these guys' name. I'm so sorry. Fuagua, Fashanu, Latham, Fatanu, and Guyton. Those seven I would trade up for. Mims, I don't know yet. I haven't done his film yet. I'm a little weary if he's a fit. But with his size, I got to wait and see. What's up, Big Papa? Appreciate you, man. Time to look forward. Love all the hashtag CC. Shout out to Josh, my man. He's incredible. And you know, I want to just give a quick shout out to Josh, M, Zach O, and Oscar A, helping with this draft work that we're doing over here. Man, we're having a blast, and it's just coming together. And so I love that. Right here, we're going D-Rob at number 31. Yeah, Robinson, he's a perfect fit, man. He is a perfect fit. Hugo, Luke McCaffrey, draft crush. Probably not for me. I like him, but probably not a draft crush. What's up, Frank? Hey, man, it's been a minute. Glad to see you, brother. Kim, appreciate you, brother. Love you guys. You are the best. Rick says, good morning, Chapman. How are you today? Let's see what's going to happen with the Niners. How many guys are we going to get in the draft? We got 11 picks. Last year, we had nine, and everybody's like, nine people can't make this roster. They kept all nine. Can 11 make this roster? We'll see, man. Devin, my first live back before since the Super Bowl. Needed my time away. Thanks for keeping us positive. Hey, man, that's what we're here for. Appreciate you, Devin. Shout out to the family. Hopefully, everybody's doing all right. So, let's see here. Josh says, defensive tackle or edge. It's crazy that there's still needs. But that's the way. Oh, we got Oscar A in the house, man. He's working up a storm over there. Appreciate you guys. You are killing it. Rick says, John, do you think we're going to have a defensive coordinator this week? I don't. I do not. They announced the two candidates that we are interviewing. But no, I don't think so. I think they're not in a rush. There's no competition. Right now they're focusing on the draft, go through the interviews, second round of the draft, probably going to be an in-house hire. Nick Sorensen or Bullock's probably is where the money should be, but we'll see. We'll kind of see how it goes, but it is frustrating. But I said this, you know, I was on KABR last week and they asked me like, who do you want the defensive coordinator to be? And I said, I don't really care. As long as they know Shanahan and have worked with them before, that's all I care about. Because the scheme's fine. The scheme's intact. Your positional coaches are all intact. You got your DBs coach at Bullocks. You got Hall and your linebackers, Kucerik, your D linemen. You got the players returning. It's fine. We just need a caller that is simpatico with Kyle Shanahan. That's it. Can't be too aggressive. Shanahan don't like that. That's kind of where we're at. I know everybody wants to put a lot on that because we're the only team without a DC, and I understand that. This team does not function like other teams in the NFL. It's Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan runs the draft. Kyle Shanahan runs the GM department, the personnel department. Kyle Shanahan runs the offense. Kyle Shanahan runs the defense. It's Shanahan, man, for better or worse, till death do us part. Floyd, appreciate you. He says, with a couple good quarterbacks scheduled to go in the second round, the 49ers should be able to trade down at a premium return since first-round picks have five-year contracts, right? Yeah. Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, those guys fall and don't get drafted early. That pick number 31 is a prime spot for somebody to trade up. Let's say the Vikings, you know, let's say they don't get their quarterback. They could jump up New England Patriots if they go wide receiver early. I'm trying to look at other teams. Tennessee Titans, they're picking 38. They don't get a quarterback, they could jump up. The Giants, 39, could jump up. There's spots. Falcons, 43. Raiders, 44. There's a lot of quarterback needy teams. It's possible. And so it's funny. I'm almost to the point now where I'm like, look, I want to trade up for an offensive tackle. If we don't do that, I want to trade back. I want to trade back.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We'll see how that goes. Appreciate you guys. Y'all are awesome. Right here. Hey, JC, would you be concerned with Latu's neck injury from 2020? Yeah, it's a concern. We saw a very similar thing with the Miami Dolphins guy, the defensive pass rusher, Jalen Phillips, who's been incredible. He fell in the draft. Not saying it's the exact same thing, but Latu does have an extra season on top of that, a couple extra seasons on top of that. So that's something you got to look at. But if Latu's available, I would trade up for him. He is a perfect fit, perfect need, perfect fit. I mean, he is everything the Niners want at that defensive end spot. We got his brother on the roster. I think that's huge. Josh says high possibility we trade out of the first. I think so too. CA4, first priority edge OT. Agree 100%. Second priority center cornerback. Like it. Third priority guard. I ain't mad at all. Right here, Steven, what are the odds the Niners draft Brandon Rice? Is Jerry Rice's son? I'm struggling finding a way. And anytime I do a mock draft, it's like second round or else. I don't want to spend a second round pick on a wide receiver. I like Brandon Rice. I like him a lot. I think he's a damn good player. I don't like him in the second round. Let's say we spend a second round pick on Brandon Rice. When is he going to play? Is he taking snaps for Ayuk, Debo, Juwan Jennings? I don't think he is. I'm not sure the Niners are in a place. Now, if you trade back, that makes it a possibility. You know, trade back in the first, maybe. I don't know. I like the kid, and I get it. Jerry Rice's son, Frank Gore's son, Christian McCaffrey's brother. There's a lot of Jeremiah Trotter's son. There's a lot of legacy picks. I don't know. That's hard to figure out how the hell he's going to play. That's hard. It's a rough one for me. So anyway, now, having said that, before we get started, there is one thing I got to mention. Shout out to the legend, Fred Warner. He's got a youth football pro camp brought to you by Tide, Downey, and Gain. You can go to fredwarnercamp.com. Use the promo code Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N. You save 10% on your registration fee. So if you got a little one that loves to play football and you want them to get more excited about the NFL, this is the way to go. I mean, it's simple. FredWarnerCamp.com. Use promo code Chapman, all capital, C-H-A-P-M-A-N. Save 10%. Go get those little ones around a legend and watch their love for the game just explode, man. Really cool opportunity there. Glad to have a very small role in that. Just bringing some extra awareness there. So go check that out. Really cool opportunity there. So let's do this. Let's jump into the mock draft machine. We are using Pro Football Focus. Now, understand this. Mock draft simulators are all a mess. None of them are perfect. You're going to have crazy players fall that have no business falling and will never happen. This is just to give us an idea. So, yeah, there's going to be some issues here. There are with every damn machine. It's just what it is. I want to do a 3-round draft. I don't want to get into the day 3 guys yet. We'll spend time doing that. We're going to go slow because I want us to focus on those draft prospects that are worth trading up on, and I'm going to cross them off as we go through this. I've got a medium care for positional value. That means, you know, tackles, edge, quarterbacks go earlier. I'm going to bump that up just a little bit. Draft for needs, I'm going to bump that down a little bit. Randomness, I got at about 20%. So we're picking 31. We're entering this draft. Let's get going. And as our guys get, you know, taken, we're going to mark them off. Like, for example, right here, Drake May went first. Caleb Williams went second. That doesn't matter to us. Malik Nabers third. Marvin Harrison fourth. I don't care about these guys. Rome Odunze went 5. Brock Bauer 6. He's not going in the top 10. I like him, though. Nate Wiggins. So right off the bat, I'm sitting here saying this is awesome because we get to pick 8 with the Falcons and we finally miss an offensive lineman. Joe Alt goes off the board. So I'm marking off these prospects. I've got 7 tackles. I've got 3 edge players that are trade up worthy. Outside of that, I don't have anybody yet. So my tackles I'm going to trade up for, Joe Alt, he's gone. Fuaga, Fashanu, Latham, Fontenu, in Guyton. Those are my 7 tackles I want to trade up for. My edge players, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, and Latu. So as these guys go off the board, I'm waiting for the last one. When there's only one left, then I'm going to be making a trade. And until that happens, there's Fuaga. He's gone out of Oregon State. He's a beast. I love that dude. Fontenu's still there. Byron Murphy went. He's my favorite player in the draft, by the way. Dallas Turner's gone. First edge off the board. Quinion Mitchell at 15. Man, he has just jumped up. Jared Verse gone. So we got one more. JT Latham gone. Yeah, here they go. You know, they're starting to come off the board. We're at pick 19. J.J. McCarthy, pick 20. There's Latu. All of our edges are gone. So we've got two. I'm going to pause it real quick because we've got two trade targets, Troy Fontenot and Tyler Guyton. We're at pick 22. Troy Franklin just went wide receiver. So now we're just watching. If one guy's left, then we're going to pause it. Kool-Aid went to the Eagles, 23. Newton, the defensive tackle, went to the Texans. Jackson Powers Johnson's gone. My favorite center, but I'm not trading up for a center. There's three guys I like. I'm not trading up for a center personally. Tackle and edge only. We're at pick 25. We're in range to trade up now. Amarius Mims just went. Again, he's not a trade-up candidate for me. I need to do more evaluation. Not sure he's a fit. I don't know how the 49ers are going to feel about him. Man, we're looking good. 26, Peyton Willis, 27. Uh-oh, Troy Fontenot. All right, here we are. We're at pick 28. The Bills are on the clock. There's one player left that I talked about trading up for. And so I'm just saying right here, if you want to go get Tyler Guyton, this is your opportunity. And I'm going to make a trade. I'm going to offer a trade. I might not make this trade. So they're picking 28. We need to jump up three spots from 31 to 28. So I jump over to our trade chart. The pick 31 is worth 600 points. 28 is 660. So we got to make 60-point difference to jump up there. Now, the third-round pick, that's a little too tasty. We can use a fourth-round pick and jump up. Now, on the trade chart, we got pick 176. That's worth 21 points. So we're getting a little bit of a deal here. So we're going to give up a comp pick all the way, and not the first, second, third, fourth, fifth round. One of the last pick, pick 176. I'm going to offer this trade. It's got an 87% chance of being accepted to go up and get our guy. We offer the trade. Boom, they took it. The 49ers are now on the clock at pick 28. And I'm not even really, you know, you look at what's available. Grant Barton's there. They have him listed at tackle. I think he'll play center. Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, corner. There's lots of guys. Zach Fraser, center, I love. But I did this with a player in mind. I'm taking Tyler Guyton. That's just what it is. Now, here's the biggest issue with Pro Football Focus. You don't get to see the players on the board till after you make a trade. So I doubt we're going to trade up in the first and in the second round. So I'm taking the guy, Taylor Guyton. We got our tackle. He's going to play right tackle. And we got two OU guys, which I don't like that as a Texas guy. I'm going to speed up this this draft because I'm not going to trade up twice. And again, my biggest issue with Pro Football Focus, you can't see the players that are available unless you're crossing them all off. But we got our tackle. Now, here we go. Now we're back on the board. The 49ers are back up there, and we are sitting there. We've got our tackle. What do we want to do next? Let's see the big board. Jonathan Brooks is available, probably the best running back. You got safety. Ooh, a guard, Christian Haynes, fun player. Do you think the 49ers would go O-line, O-line? I would be mad. Xavier Worthy, wide receiver. Rook Arroyo, I'm sure I pronounced his name wrong, defensive tackle out of Clemson. I think he's a perfect fit with the 49ers. He's definitely on my list. Dontrez Walker, Blake Fisher. We already got our tackle, so he's not a need. Edge Austin Booker. Interesting. I would argue Edge is the biggest next need. I don't know. I haven't watched his tape yet. Xavier Leggett, wide receiver out of South Carolina. He fits what we do. Brandon Rice.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, here's my question. Is it worth taking Brandon Rice right here? Not a position of need. But I get it, the legacy, all that stuff. I personally would rather take an edge, would rather take a corner, would rather take, you know, an interior offensive lineman. You know, right off the bat, just going through these names, a lot of tackles actually fail, even though we traded up for a tackle. Man, Christian Mahogany, that would be awesome. Cedric Van Praan, he's the center out of Georgia. If you like him, he fits. There's a lot of guys. And look at that. They got Tavondre Sweat, who's still there. They have him ranked 90. That's never going to happen again after this. Mason McCormick. But these are third-round guys. Me, personally, I think the biggest need and biggest fit, best player available that kind of crosses over with premium positions is Rook Arroyohu. That's what I would personally do. I'm curious to see what you guys say. Defense over Rice, says Josh. Booker. We like Booker on here. Where's he at? Austin Booker, the edge. You look at his production. Hasn't played a lot. One-year starter. Had 9 sacks, though, for Kansas, which is incredible. 6'6", 245, speed guy. You know, not a lot of play time. Just hasn't had it. Haven't done my film work on him yet. So I don't want to jump in there and say that. Let's see here. I've seen some people say Rice is closer to a third or fourth round. That's what I think. I think second round's a little too rich. David, Booker athletic freak, have no clue if he's any good. He's got production, but it's only 1 year. He's got the size and explosiveness, more of a speed guy, not an anchor guy. And so I'm going to be honest with you guys. Well, let's look at the trade. Who wants to trade with us? We've got the Chargers. We're at pick 63. The Chargers are at pick 69. Nice. Let's see. Can we pick up? We traded our fourth. Man, we could pick up a pick here and drop back not very much at all. Yeah, I like this. So I think I'm going to take this trade. If I was staying here and taking a pick, I would take Arroyo, Duke, the defensive tackle out of Clemson. But because we traded up and we lost one of our fifths, I want to get them back. So I'm going to give up 63, and I'm going to get pick 139 and 256. I'm going to get just a little bit more draft capital. So I offered the trade. It got accepted. Let's see what happens. Who all went? Oh, look at that. Our defensive tackle is still there. So I'm taking Rook right here, baby. We got a defensive tackle, which we need. We need youth. We got 2 30-year-old defensive tackles. That's it. So now we've got a tackle and Tyler Guyton, and we got Rook, a defensive tackle. We are back on the board. We got 2 picks left in this mock. That's all we're doing is first 3 rounds. We recouped our pick and got a little extra. Jumped up in the first, fell back in the second. I ain't mad about that at all. Cedric Van Praan, still there. Center out of Georgia. I would love that. I freaking love that. Andrew Phillips, cornerback, Kentucky. Great pick. Tommy Eichenberg, if you want a linebacker early, you know, we're losing DFF. We're losing Oren Burks. We got the 2 young guys, but with the Dre Greenlaw injury, that one's interesting. Renardo Green, cornerback. Love that pick. There are a lot of guys here. This is kind of a sweet spot because you can go get these guys. There's a lot of guys that could help this football team. I really think we could do some good right here. Shotche, appreciate you. Love the Rook pick. Josh, if Shotche and Josh agree with anything, I'm a happy man. Right here, he says, check the trade offer. I don't think I want to trade back again, but let's see. Yeah, Washington, the trade offer is pick 101. I don't want to drop back 7 picks. Not with the guys, because we got 2 picks already right here, and we're only doing 3-round mock draft. So I want to use these 2 picks because I want to see who we can get. So the question becomes almost positions, because we're getting 2 of these. I personally want the center. I want the center, and I want a corner. Now there's 2 corners that I like. Andrew Phillips I like. Renardo Green I like. So personally, I'm sitting here like, man, I want to take the center. I don't know a lot about Cedric Von Prahn. Let's see here. Yeah, he's played a lot. 3+ years starting. Love that. Give it up 1 sack in 3 years. And the last sack he gave up was in 2021. You look at him, he's 6'4", 310. That fits kind of the size, weight, all that stuff. I'm taking him. So I'm taking our center. I'm being selfish. We're back on the clock. Both of our corners are still there. Andrew Phillips and Renardo Green, both good players. Let's go with experience. We got a 1.5-year starter with Andrew Phillips. What about ball production? Let's see here. No interceptions. He's not a ball production guy. So, yeah, let's go look at Renardo. Renardo Green out of Florida State. Yeah, he started 2.5 years. Not a lot of ball production either. Only 1 interception. So that's an issue. The height and weight is perfect. 6'186". We like 6'200". So he's a little off there. But I freaking love it, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm taking Renardo Green. And I'm sitting here through 3 rounds. Look what we took. And there's an issue. I'm going to be honest with you. We did well. We hit the ball down the fairway, I think, with all 4 picks. We got an offensive tackle we traded up for, Tyler Guyton. I think that's awesome. We gave up like nothing. We gave up a 5th rounder. Then we trade back and get a stud defensive tackle in Rook. We got a B- grade on that. But we picked up a 5th and 7th. And we moved our 5th rounder, 176. We moved it up almost 40 spots. You know, 176 to 139. I'm fine with that. You know, we dropped back 6 spots. I have no problem with that. I think we kind of ripped them off a little bit there. We got Rook. We got a center. We got a corner. I don't know. We don't have an edge, though. Tobias, I'm with you. That's the issue. And so with the draft, you got to get an edge in the 1st or 2nd round or you're screwed. And yeah, Brandon Rice was gone. He went right after we picked in the 2nd. I don't know. We missed edge. And so you got to get edge in the free agency. And my favorite thing about doing all this is it's a this or that. You know, I mean, it's the choice that you have. Like, what do you want to go with? The opportunity cost with how we did this draft. We got no edge. We got nothing. I do think that we got 4 solid picks, and I do think the team got better. But, man, I do have a very difficult time with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan getting 0 edge prospects through the 1st 3 rounds. Right here, we don't need edge if we keep Chase and Farrell. I want to keep Farrell. I do not want to keep Chase. He's going to be so expensive. But, yeah, we'll see here. Kyle, he says, Von Prahn didn't go to the Senior Bowl due to injury concerns. I'd want to look more into that. Yeah, that's what the combine and visits and all those things are. I agree with you completely, but that's a reason why he fell all the way to the back end of the 3rd round. And so once you get out of the 1st, 2nd round, it's all question mark guys. That's all that's left. That's all that's left. Now, if you want to watch all the breakdowns of these guys and support the show, here's how you do it. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the 49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So. And again, if you want to watch all those draft breakdown prospects we're doing, on the 49ersrush.com, you just click on player breakdowns, and right there at the top, you're going to see 2024 draft prospects. We're going to have so many there by the time draft season's done, so just be patient with us. We'll kind of see what happens there. Right here, Oscar, he says, do you see transitioning a rookie tight end to fullback? I think that you have Braylon Willis, who did that a little bit at OU. That would be the guy. Because, you know, Charlie Warner, he's a free agent. So is Ross Dwelly. You know, you got Latu, the tight end last year, who, you know, was a healthy scratch all year. He wasn't a healthy scratch. They put him on IR with an injury, allegedly. But you got him coming back, and you got Braylon Willis. I think Braylon Willis would be that guy, personally. Let's see here. Green looks really good. Love it. Appreciate you guys. That's awesome. Sign Chase, 2-year, $25 million. Yikes. I think that's a lot. That's rich for him, but that's what he's going to get. And the problem with that is your cap hits. Those are huge cap hits, 2 years, Ghost. Because you don't get to manipulate that unless you add a bunch of void years. Ugh. I don't know what they're going to do. Hey, that's the issue. If you can get some cheap ends and free agency like they have done with Arden Key, Cleland Farrell, Charles Omenihu, Jordan Willis, those type of players, that's ideal. Because if you do that, then everything else is just smooth. Right here, Tobias, any chance we re-sign Kinlaw? Then DN wouldn't be a big need. I think that we make him a low-ball offer. He fits the locker room. They love him. But again, if I'm Javon Kinlaw, if I'm Javon Kinlaw's agent, if I'm Javon Kinlaw's family, I'm telling that dude to get the hell out of there. I mean, look how he's been treated by the 49ers media. You know, everything was, he's not Buckner. Like, who is, right? It's unfair expectations. He wasn't even starting. If I was him, I'd be the hell out of here. I love Javon Kinlaw. I really wish we could keep him, but he deserves to be a starter. He deserves to get paid. He deserves to go and get a new shot. So, you know, you got to make, it's three things. The 49ers got to want it. The players got to want it. And it's got to be a fit salary cap wise. I have a hard time with Kinlaw getting past. Yeah, I think the 49ers want it. Salary cap wise, tough. For Javon Kinlaw, I just don't understand it. So right here, David says Booker at 69 would have been perfect. So, and this is the thing. If you swap in Booker, the edge from Kansas, into the second round spot and take out Rook, would you guys have liked this more? I don't know a lot about Booker. I know he's athletic. I know he's got some production. 1 year kind of flash in the pan guy. It's against the Big 12, which, you know, that's a whole nother thing. But, yeah, I don't know. This is fun, though. I like this. yeah, Shotche, even the fans, yeah, they follow the mouthpieces, you know, which I know at some point I probably am as well. But that's what it is. Right here, Kyle says, Edge Caesar from Houston, I really like, maybe a third pick. There's a lot of stuff there. And so, you know, this isn't the end-all, be-all, of course. But, man, to be able to jump up and get your tackle, Tyler Guyton, at 28, I know I've seen a lot of mocks where Tyler Guyton's gone in the top 20. So maybe that's not realistic with what's happened, but this is the scenario that presented ourselves, that was presented to us. I think we took advantage of it. I don't have too many issues with this mock in general. I'm pretty happy with it, to be honest with you. And a lot of it just depends on what your biggest quote unquote needs or wants are. for me personally, I want offensive line out the wazoo. I want a center, I want a tackle, and I want a guard. I want to revamp the whole line. I really, really do. I want to see what Brock Purdy looks like with a capable offensive line, because we haven't seen it. And so, I don't know. Hopefully this was fun. Hopefully you guys like that. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes on. Today's going to be a fun day. I know this is a little bit of a short episode, but we got the combine coming right around the corner. Going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully you guys enjoy. I'm going to be parked on my freaking recliner, just typing like a madman, just getting as much information as I can to present to you guys over the next couple days. It's going to be fun, but we got you guys. You are awesome. Hopefully you enjoyed this mock draft, and let me know. And, you know, if there's something that you didn't like or something we said that you disagree with, email me. We're always open to those. 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. But that's going to do it for us today. Go enjoy the combine. You are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.